Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hello, spiritual gangsters. Welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast, a vibe-driven space for the soulful and strong. I'm your host, Amanda Piraldi, and today we're diving into one of my absolute favorite topics, intuition. You know that gut feeling that whispers, this is right, even when logic is screaming, are you sure? Intuition is pure magic. It's your internal compass, your built-in navigation system, your divine guidance line. It doesn't need a signal or Wi-Fi, just your willingness to tune in. The power of the gut feeling. Let's be real. How many times have you had that gut feeling about something and ignored it, only to later say, ugh, I knew it. We've all been there. Maybe it was that friend you knew wasn't good energy, but you gave them a second chance. Maybe it was a job that looked good on paper, but deep down you felt the dread the night before every shift. Or maybe it was that moment when something told you to take a different route home, call someone, or walk away. And later, you realized exactly why. That inner voice? That's your intuition. It's not random. It's not coincidence. It's communication. From you to you. And when you start to trust it, life starts to flow differently. There's less overthinking and more knowing. Less fear, more faith. Less noise, more alignment. What intuition really feels like? Intuition doesn't always show up with fireworks or a flashing neon sign that says this way. It's softer than that. It's that tightness in your stomach when something's off. It's that instant calm when something feels right. It's that internal nudge that says this is your path, even if it makes zero sense to anyone else. And sometimes, let's be honest, our logical mind tries to fight it. Our brains want facts, proof, guarantees, but intuition? It's a soul language. It's energy-based, not evidence-based. It's the difference between overanalyzing and just knowing. And here's the wild part. Your intuition is never wrong. It might not always make sense in the moment, but in hindsight, it's always spot on. Your gut doesn't deal in fear. Fear screams. Intuition whispers. The key is learning to tell the difference. How to strengthen your intuition. So how do we actually get better at listening to that inner voice? It starts with quiet. You can't hear your intuition over constant chaos. Take moments each day, even 2 minutes, just to be still. Meditate. Breathe. Go for a walk without your phone. Journal, or just sit in silence with your morning coffee and ask yourself, what do I need to know today? The more you make space for quiet, the louder your intuition becomes. Because intuition doesn't compete with noise. It retreats from it. Then, trust what comes up. Even when it seems small or silly. You might feel drawn to message someone out of the blue, skip a certain event, or follow a random idea that popped into your head. follow it. Those nudges are divine breadcrumbs. The universe rarely hands us a full roadmap, but it'll always give us the next right step if we're willing to listen. The ego versus intuition battle. Here's the tricky part. Learning to tell the difference between intuition and fear. Fear says, what if this goes wrong? Intuition says, this doesn't feel right. Fear creates panic. Intuition creates peace. You'll know it's intuition when the message feels calm, grounded, and certain, even if it's guiding you to something uncomfortable. You'll know it's fear when the message feels anxious, rushed, or full of doubt. The ego wants to keep you safe in the known. Intuition wants to guide you towards what's meant for you, even if it's unknown. So when your gut says, nope, not this, or yep, that's it, listen. Don't gaslight yourself out of your own knowing. Living life intuitively. When you start living from your intuition, everything changes. You stop chasing things that aren't aligned. You stop forcing connections that drain you. You start feeling more you and less like you're trying to fit into a version of life that doesn't fit anymore. The truth is, your intuition is your most powerful superpower, and it's free. It's your direct connection to your higher self, to source, to that inner knowing that always has your back. You don't need anyone else to validate it. You just need to start trusting it. Reflection question. So here's your reflection question for today. When was the last time you ignored your intuition? And what did it cost you? And on the flip side, what happened the last time you actually listened to that gut feeling? Journal it, reflect on it, and start noticing how your intuition shows up for you daily through sensations, signs, synchronicities, or simple knowing. Because the more you trust it, the stronger it gets. All right, spiritual gangsters, that's it for today's episode, The Magic of Intuition. Remember, your intuition is your inner GPS. It's the calm voice beneath the noise. The one that never lies, never shouts, but always guides. If you love today's episode, share it with someone who needs a little reminder to trust their gut. And don't forget to follow the Spiritual Gangster podcast, which is streaming on all platforms. Until next time, stay grounded, stay glowing, and as always, keep living like a spiritual gangster.